great.
Yep. Okay. First off, credit to Clemson. I mean, they hit some big shots and difference. They're 9 for 20 from three, and we're 4 for 9, and we're 4 for 23. Look, our guys, proud of them. They battled their tail off. They competed. You know, you were down 12-0 and fought back, and we just can't score. That's just been who we are this year, or at least an ACC play other than Miami. We just aren't able to score. We got – how many open looks did we get? Oh, my goodness. And, you know, we just have missed – we did this, you know, every game we've played other than Miami, we just have not been able to make a shot. We haven't been able to throw it in the ocean standing on the pier. And so until that happens, I've told our guys we're going to have to just – we got to hold serve to the best we can defensively, because I said at some point the shots are falling. I promise you at some point they're going to fall and it will happen. And, you know, it's just at some eventual point that will happen. When it, I don't know. I pray it happens Saturday versus Duke, for crying out loud. But until then, we've just got to somehow hold serve defensively to give us any shot, because we just, you know, we're just got to be able to score. I've said it, got to get to 70. And we have had a real struggle scoring. We just went on that drought again where we couldn't score. And we got some incredible looks from beyond the arc and just not able to make it.
Coach, I guess if there's a positive to take away, you rebounded the ball well on the offensive end, but that's something you've done well all season.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in offensive rebounding, because I think that's an effort-based thing. And so the only game we haven't done that was against Carolina, and that was on me because I sent our guys back for transition defense. But I said I'm never doing that again. But we've been a great offensive or a good offensive rebounding team this season. To me, that's an effort-based thing. So you can judge if you are playing hard based on offensive rebounding, because it's a multiple effort. It's anticipation. It's foot advantage. It's an effort-based deal. And it's hard to get offensive rebounds against Clemson, who's, you know, very sound and they play hard and they play the right way. So I was really proud of our guys on that. And again, I felt we played hard, we competed. It just, you know, we're just not scoring. We only had 10 turnovers, which is fine. You know, you like to have none, but you know, if you keep it 10 or less, is and for the most part this season, we've been pretty good at that. But I get it. You know, our guys are human beings and they're young guys, and you know, you go through multiple stretches of not scoring. Then what happens is just by human nature, guys, just it's hard. It's you know, it takes a lot of life out of you in a sense, you know, because you start overthinking of it and you get really just stuck, because our guys know they're getting great looks, and but they're gonna fall. At some point they're gonna fall, but until then we've got to just be great in offensive rebounding, and we've got to try to get more stops. So we try to get some things in transition, even though in transition we got some great threes, just didn't make them. So credit to Clemson, to Brad Brunell and his staff and their players, and that's the way the game goes.
Cam, Kelly, Cam.
You mentioned kind of overthinking so far. It almost felt like even as they were taking them, you're not even sure if they're going to. You don't feel like they have a great shot at going in when you're taking those threes. I think there were 13 missed in a row.
But I thought of the 13, about 11 of them were wide open.
Right.
12 of them were wide open. It was like North Carolina State. When I went back to grade, out of the 21, about 17 of the 21 were wide open, really good shots. And my whole thing is, I could, you know, it's as a coach, what are you going to do? You know, you can have peace about it, because there's just, you can't tell them not to shoot it. They're open. And out of that 13, I really felt, Ken, probably 11 to 12 were really good shots. Maybe one was a little forced, but other than that, I thought we had great looks. I thought at times when the shot was, when they were shooting it, like I could tell as the ball was releasing that they didn't look like it was going to go in. And I just think, you know, unfortunately, you know, Ken, you and I have talked in the preseason. I thought this was going to be in my 14 years, it was going to be my best shooting team. We shot the daylights out of it summer, fall. We shot the daylights out of it versus Vanderbilt and Tulane. And, you know, I guess that's why, you know, I don't gamble.
Kelly.
It seems like, you know, not to belabor the point, but it's like a confidence thing maybe now with the guys. And is it form? Are you seeing bad form on shots?
No, I mean, but Kelly, Debo Coleman's he was over 40%. He was one of the top 3-point shooting freshmen last year. I mean, Miles Kelly was at one point one of the leading 3-point shooters in the country this year, earlier at the beginning part of the year. I mean, those guys spend hours in the gym working on their game, working shooting. You know, Kyle Sturtevant has. I mean, he's in the gym hours. I mean, Davon Smith, Davon's maybe hasn't been known as a shooter. I mean, and he's hit a three, but Davon does so much other things, you know, with rebounding, had his third double-double. But, you know, and Jalen hit a three that went that bounced in. And it's just, I don't know, Kelly. You know, I mean, a guy like Lance Terry, who's a good shooter, you know, he's been injured. He hasn't shot it as well in some areas. Tristan Maxwell, who's a really good shooter, you know, again, he's been injured, so he hasn't been playing. But his 3-point percentage hasn't been to the where I thought. It's just, our guys are fighting and competing they're giving everything they have. We just can't score right now. And at some point, I pray that gets fixed by Saturday. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we're doing everything we can outside of being able to just to make shots, make threes. And as long as we keep getting great looks, the guys got to keep shooting them. That's all we can do.
Ken, you got another?
Had Jordan in there briefly. Seemed like he did some things well, probably got lost a couple of times. Why did you decide to put him in, and kind of what prompted you to take him out?
I was just trying, when we were down early 12-0, I just tried to mix up a little bit with the bigs, just to maybe change some things up, energy and we steadied it. I mean, you know, Galloway's a good player. Hit those threes to start the game. I mean, Hunter Tyson hit those threes late. You know, some teams has paid off for the additional COVID year. It hasn't, you know, for us it hasn't paid off because we're such an inexperienced group. But, you know, it's paid off for Clemson for sure.
Kelly, one more.
I guess kind of what happened at the opening start of the game, you think you were down 14-2 the first time out?
Galloway hit two deep threes. Hunter Tyson hits a three right to start. I mean, both two guys who's Galloway is his sixth year, and Hunter Tyson's his fifth year, right? I mean, that's 11 years of college basketball. Our starting group, I don't think, even combined for 11 years. So that's just the way it is. But that's what the deal is in this league. And we're young and inexperienced. It's just, you know, how many times have I said it? You know, older guys, a lot of times, usually you're going to, you know, find a way to make it happen. And those guys combine, it's 11 years of college, just between those two. That's 9 points to start the game, you know. And, I don't think, let's see, we started Jalen Moore. This is his second year. Debo Coleman's second year, that's four. Miles Kelly's second year. That's six. Davon Smith's third technically year. That's nine. And then Rodney Howard, this is his fourth year in college. You know, that's 13. So 13 to 11, 5-2. You know, our five guys equals 13. Those two guys equal 11. I'm telling you, being older makes a big deal. But Kelly, we're due to get hot. I don't know when it's going to happen. Like I said, I pray to the good Lord, to the basketball good Lord, that we can make him Saturday versus Duke. I don't know what else. I mean, because I'm telling you, I felt every shot. I kept turning to the bench. I said, I mean, they're like, Coach, it's a great shot. Like, and I said, I know. I said, we got to make it. And then, you know, and then as a coach, you don't want to, you know, I'm like in the huddle, like, guys, you just got to put it in the basket, man. Like, we got to start making them. It was the same thing against North Carolina State. Out of the 21 threes, we were 2 for 21, like 17 were awesome looks. And you're just like, you know, it's a make and miss game. So, you know, we don't get to play Clemson again this year unless it's in the ACC tournament. And if we do play them, and I hope if we do, and it's on Saturday and for the championship, and all the media is there, I hope I'm able to tell you guys in the Duke game we hit 15 threes.